Life is too precious to waste your time on anything that wastes your energy. One more time for the people in the back. Life is too precious to waste your time on anything that wastes your energy. Kids are an exception because we gonna get onto that next week. But anything else, life is too short. Life is too precious. Life is too exciting. Life is too amazing. Focus on the things that make your energy feel good. If it drains your energy, cut it. Cut it. Cut it. I'm going to quickly do the intro because let's quickly get into this podcast episode. Episode number 31. Woo! Past 30. Past 30. It's giving middle age that here. And we can get into some real nitty gritty. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the So Flippin' Extra podcast, a platform for me to express, explore, and connect, and be so flippin' extra. Why, I hear you ask, as the sun beams through the little slit through the curtains in my window? Because that's what brings me joy. And without further ado, let's get into the podcast, because we've got some stuff to talk about. So let's go, baby! I've actually lost my bank card. Really need to order a new one tomorrow, because yesterday I was simply just topping up my shopping and getting eggs and what was I actually trying to get? Eggs to make scrambled eggs for the morning and something else. I literally can't remember. It was like less than 24 hours ago, but whatever. And I couldn't get it because it said card's not present. I mean, who even walks around with their purse anymore? But whatever. Anyway, so, right. Today we're discussing about things that waste our energy. Life's too short. Life's too precious. We're not wasting our time on anything that doesn't bring us joy. We're not wasting our time on anything that wastes our energy. And low vibrational people, should I be the one to say it? They're part of it as well. You really need to stay away from low vibrational people. And there's a scientific reason why. Like, I'm not just being a hater to low vibrational people. I'm just not being bitchy and saying stay away from them people. That's not what I'm saying. But the reality of it is that people's energy, whether it's good or bad, will drain onto you. So will seep out onto you. It's like, you see when someone enters a room and you can tell that they're good vibes. You can tell that they're just exuberating bright energy. They walk in the room and they light up the room. And the same ways that you can tell those people that walk into the room and you're like, that person's energy feels off. Something not right. And I feel right in my spirit. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, your little spidey senses get a little vibe like, well, I'll go on for that one. Are they all right? Like, you have to ask people, did you feel that? Not everyone can feel it. Not everyone has that spidey sense to instantly feel the vibe change, the shift. But some people do. And the best thing is for the people that can feel the shift change, because you get a head start in the race. You're like, listen, not being funny, I'm out. Something shifted. And everyone's like, what do you mean it shifted? What's wrong with them? So witchy. Some people won't feel the shift, so they got to wait. They got to wait and feel it. Do you know what I'm saying? But the reality of it is, like I said, is that it's real. So when you're around people with low vibrations and they're always complaining and nothing's good, they're always going to find a problem with every solution. There's no solution to any problem. Eventually, it's going to rub off on you. Depending on what your body needs at the time, like, we can go through spiritual weaknesses where we're not as strong to be like, no, I'm high vibe. And other people's energy can affect you. So, like, you could be around someone, you could be a high vibe flowing person, but get around people or somebody that is more low vibrational energy. And if your energy's not on top tier at that moment, they're going to bring you down without you even realizing. They're going to be complaining around you about silly things, and you're going to find the common denominator in you lot's conversation, so that you're like, yeah, that's me as well. Have you ever been around people that complain about money and lack of money? And then one person's like, man, I ain't got no money. And then someone else is like, me too, I'm broke. I'm broken and broke. And then the third person chimes in, you wanna know about broke? Listen, ain't none of you as broke as me. I had to get a plane pedicure the other day. I couldn't even get a design. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's like, me too. That's just that energy. That's that negative draining energy. And everyone's jumping on it because they're trying to be part of it. So imagine if that's the truth, which is, because I said so, imagine being around high vibrational people and their complaints are not complaints, but they're actually good vibe stories and good vibe tales. And, oh, wow, guess what happened to me? And you're at such a high energy level that you don't see it as someone boasting. Them talking about the amazing thing that happened doesn't make you feel like, look at them sideways with squinty eyes and say, that's so annoying. Always boasting. Always talking about what great things happened to them. But you actually see it as just that sign that it can happen for you too. But if it can happen to them, that can happen to me. Oh my God, tell me more. Because not everyone's going to share their good news stories. Because if someone shares their good news story, you might be like, okay, let me get as much tea from this as I can so I can go and find it somewhere else. Some people are going to gatekeep their good news stories so that they don't have to share it with you, so you can't win. So when you're around people that are sharing their good news stories, seep that. Seep that with good energy and good intentions and filter it out into the universe. Onto your people. Become that good vibe person. Become that person that steps into the room and just lights it up. And people are coming to you like, oh my God, you're glowing, you're vibing. I know you from somewhere. But they don't, sometimes they don't recognize you from anywhere. Sometimes they do. But sometimes they don't. But you just have this glow about you that makes people drawn towards you to find a reason to come and talk to you. Maybe they do really think they know you from somewhere. Maybe you're just famous. I don't know, whatever it is for you. Be the energy that you want to see in the world. I think I lied to you guys. Was it last week? It might have been the week before. And I want to apologize for my lie, but I'm also going to justify my lie. And the other week, I actually named the whole podcast after the fact of this lie. And I said, I'm quitting. And it was definitely clickbait. I like a bit of clickbait. Clickbait's a little bit sexy, I'm not going to lie. Because, you know, people are like, ooh. Do you know what? Honestly, I actually don't think the clickbait works. Because when I look at the numbers of that episode, I'm like, rah, don't want to know what I'm quitting? It's that negative talk, innit? But I said I was quitting. And then when you listen to the episode, I was talking about I'm quitting, not giving attention to people, places and things that don't bring me joy. I'm not even going to talk about them. And I lied because sometimes to get my points across to what I'm trying to share with you and the journey that I've been on and where my journey's been and why my views and visions on certain topics and situations have changed, I need to go back and I need to talk about the things that shifted my energy and shifted my viewpoint. So I said I was quitting and I'm not quitting. I'm a solutionist. Solutionist. Is that a word? I'm going to see if that's a word. Hang on. Because I like to use words. And I use words and my friends have been like, that's not even a real word. And I'm like, what? It's not a real word. But most of the time, I don't think they are. I just make up words that make sense. Solution, I-O-N-ist. Ah, it's a word. It's a real word. Not me. Come on with these big words early in the morning. I love this for us. Okay, so yeah, is solutionist the real word? Oh my God, the earliest known use of the noun solutionist is in the 1880s. Not me going back in the days. Okay, well, cool. I guess the word stays. I mean, whether it was a real word or not, it stays. But I'm a solutionist. So this is my goal for you lot, right? If a people, place or thing, situation, whatever, is bullshit and it didn't bring me joy, as long as I have a solution for it, we're going to discuss it. What I'm not going to sit on here and do is talk about bitch-assness that I'm like, nah, and that was this and this was that and I don't like it and blah, 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 blah. We're coming up with a solution. So when I have a solution, I'm going to be like, listen, guys, this happened. And this is how it made me feel. And people are punks. However, bloody, 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 blah. So I just wanted to update you because what's going to happen now for my diehards that come in every week, they'll be like, hang on a second, but she says she weren't talking about that. And then you'll be like, no, because on episode number 31, babe said that she was, with a solution. So I just wanted to update you guys because I'm not out here trying to be saying stuff and then coming back and going against my word, which, you know, can sometimes happen because, like I said, I don't remember what I even talk about most episodes. Babes just be talking. I just be talking and hoping someone's listening. Do you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Okay, so every week I bring you guys my extra 101. So finding your extra and unlocking your confidence because we refuse to be invisible. And yeah, babes, when you find yourself, there's no going back. So we're turning on that extra. So for anyone that finds it difficult or has been finding it difficult to unleash their extra, over the past 4 weeks, I've given you a cheat code every week to help unlock your extra. And today is the last one. This episode is the last one. So I'm going to have to find more because there's so many ways to be extra. So today's one is understanding and embracing your values. Oh, I had to wait till the last one to talk about the values because, oh, it's been a long time coming. Understanding the values has been a long time coming. Knowing what you stand for and who you are builds confidence. This self-awareness helps you interact confidently with the world. This self-awareness helps you show up and stand up and say, this is who I am. And I'm confident about this person. And I'm happy with this person. And I love this person. And this is what I stand for. And when you know what you stand for, can't no one take you back. Can't no one knock you off that pedestal. It's like, you know, remember gladiators? They have that game where they hit each other with the pole, which has the sponges on each side. Yeah, they're hard sponges. So let's say that you're in the middle, knowing your values, and someone's there knocking you with this thing. Stand strong, because you know what you're... I mean, yeah, you could still get knocked off, but you're going to get back up again with your values and be like, this is who I am. It's about knowing your values and having the confidence to stand up for them. Because sometimes we can know our values and then still be caught off guard, not paying attention, and fall for less than what we know our value is. And I guess what I'm really saying is, for me, it does come with my creations and making and designing and saying, oh, I don't do that. I do this. I love to do this and this is what I prefer. Or I don't make that. But someone kind of being like, oh yeah, but please, or do that. And then me falling for it. I wouldn't say falling for it, but me agreeing to do it and going against my values and in ultimately losing out financially, emotionally, spiritually, because spiritually I'm connected to the things that I put my hands on. I got the Midas touch. Everything I touch turns to gold. If you lot don't know that song, you're too young. You're too young. So yeah, that was the last one of my values. That was my 5 tips for unleashing your confidence and finding your extra and sitting in that extra source and sipping it up. Understanding and embracing your values, being present, limiting your phone usage, trying new things and stepping out your comfort zone, and caring for your physical health. So over the last 4 episodes, I've actually spoken about all of them into a bit more detail. So if this is your first time here, so it's your first time hearing these tips, you can definitely go back and just binge the last 4 as well and catch up with all of them. Now onto the manifesting tips. We're just giving tips out here. Woo, woo. So another thing that I definitely do all week, there's a few things that we actually do all week, is the manifesting tips. And you know why I love this? Because what it's doing is it's getting people to share their manifestations with me. And I actually had a manifesting meeting with someone. They reached out to me, one of my friends actually, and she reached out to me and she was like, you speak so much about manifesting. I really love it. I'd love to have a conversation with you. So we had a conversation, I think it was last week or the week before. And so I might have actually mentioned this in last week's episode. I actually can't remember, but it was really nice. And then just for her to go on and share with me over the years, the proof of things that she's manifested, because we can forget. A lot of the time, if you're just kind of not aligned and looking for it, you will not realize that every day you're getting the things that you want and you ask for. The difference is some people will do vision boards and they'll do lists and they'll check in with them so they know what it is that they're receiving. A lot of the time, sometimes we're just going through life, so we don't realize that
Life is life. Manifestations are manifesting right before our eyes. And it's really great to keep an eye on them, because you get that social proof that actually I can get what I want and what I desire. It's setting those intentions, but also setting up the actions as well. So actually maneuvering yourself physically in line with what it is that you want to manifest. And this week, my tip is surround yourself with positive people, which really aligns with what I was saying earlier about people to avoid. Align yourself with positive people. Who you hang out with really does matter. Find friends in those who support you no matter what and aim to lift you up rather than tear you down. Their positive energy can help fuel you to chase the dreams and the desires that you want. It's not necessarily about being around people that are always going to kiss your ass and tell you that you're amazing and great. But you also don't want to be around people that are going to be like, well, you can't do that. Show me proof that I can't. And actually, if it's not for you, it's just not for you. This is why you also have to be careful who you share your goals and your dreams with. Because if it's just because it's not for them, or it's nothing that they've thought about, or it's just not even in their psyche, they just don't. Sometimes you will be doing things that people don't know about. And not everyone comes from a negative spectrum. Is that a thing? I don't know. Not everyone who's not kissing your ass is doing it because they're being negative about the things that you want. Some people, it's just, they just can't see it. If you say to someone, can you make an outfit out of an IKEA bag? If they've never seen an outfit be made out of an IKEA bag, they're going to tell you no, until someone shows you proof that, well, I made an outfit out of an IKEA bag. I'm not saying I myself, although I have, but that's your social proof. Definitely went off on a tangent, so I think I've slightly forgotten what it is that I'm talking about. So I'm going to wheel it back in, but have social proof that you can do stuff. But I'm going to go back to my point is surround yourself around positive people. Find positive people, people that you already enjoy their company or you love the positivity around them. Align yourself with those people. And what's going to happen? You will become that positive person. So the things that you want to manifest will come to you even more, because you'll be sharing yourself and sharing your thoughts and feelings with these people that are positive, that will help you find those social proofs in things that you want. And the social proof in the way you think, feel, the way you are to other people, you will start attracting more of those that you want, because your energy is just positive. You exuberate positive energy. Therefore, whatever you are putting out is what you're going to get back. That's the point I was trying to make. Oh, we do love a tangent train though. We do love a tangent train around here. And lastly, before we wrap up this beautiful episode number 31 of the So Flippin' Extra podcast, I just wanted to give some gratitude. And I'm really grateful for, I was going to say myself, and I can still say that, but no, I'm grateful for the fact that I was invited to Lou's Self-Love Revolution brunch. It was absolutely amazing. And it just made me, it reminded me, being at that brunch and being around all these fabulous women, just unapologetically being themselves, just reminded me that I'm enough, and I'm weird, and I'm quirky, and I'm extra. And as much as I am enough, I am enough. And all of these things I absolutely love about myself. I love being her. I'm her, and I love being her. And as much as I know to the world who watch me and follow me, I know I inspire so many people being her, and I'm going to unapologetically be her. Because I know throughout my journey as well, there are times where I overthink her. Is she doing too much? And it's so funny, because I will have these conversations with Callie, like I'll be at home and I'll go to do enough, and I'll be like, oh, am I being extra, Mish? Imagine Miss so flipping extra asking, is she being too extra? And Callie checks me, and I love her for this. She's like, well, that's not extra, mummy. You know, when people just allow you to be yourself, so you can't be anything but yourself. When your family allow you to be yourself, especially your close-knit family that see you every day, they see you at your best and your worst, and everyone sees you at your best and your worst. They, to some people, your worst is your best. They're like, wow, she's amazing. And you're thinking, you ain't even seen half of it. I'm like a freaking iceberg, baby. What you see is nothing. But you have to get comfortable with not everyone is going to love your enoughness and not everyone's going to love your extra. And that's fine. It goes back to having them values. It doesn't matter what anyone thinks. What matters is what you think. And what's great is having a tribe of people that support that side and focusing on that. Don't focus on those that don't. Don't focus on the friends, family, people, strangers, followers, supporters, whatever you want to call anyone else. It doesn't matter who doesn't vibe with you. What matters is those that do. For every 10 people that vibe with you, you have one half of a person that doesn't. That's not me. Okay, it is me being a bit rude. It definitely is me calling them less than a person because they think you're shit. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't. It doesn't matter. Give your energy to those that are like, yes, I'm rooting for you. And the ones that aren't rooting for you, does it matter? Does one person's negative energy or negative comment or ill feeling towards you or lack of support matter when you have a plethora of people that actually like think the sun shines out your ass? It doesn't. And with that said, we've reached the end of the So Flippin' Extra podcast. Can I get a round of applause? No, 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 no. I must add in some extra claps. I must make a note of that. Find claps. Find claps. Claps. Clapping cheeks. Sorry. Let's wrap this up because it's getting a bit So Flippin' Extra After Dark. Which, okay, who's here for the So Flippin' Extra After Dark episode? Let me know. The thing is, you will know it's the So Flippin' Extra After Dark episode because I've already designed the cover for it. So you see how my cover's, is it pink? Yeah, my cover's pink with the little picture of me looking a little bit sexy in my IKEA outfit. The cover's going to be black. Stop it. So, who's here for the After Dark episode? I love you guys. You've been the best. Thank you for coming back. Boom, let's go. 9 episodes till we get to episode number 40. Come on. 500 downloads so far. Boom. Peace out. A-Town down. West side's the best side. Do I believe that? Not really, but you know what? Tell me. Wherever we're at, the vibe's at. And the vibe's always vibing. We're high vibes out here. High vibrations, good vibrations. You know what I'm saying? Keep the vibe vibing and I'll see you, well, you'll hear me next week through your airways, whatever.